Plus five dong all day long. tested, can't be trusted. You see, you can't breathe. You congested, can't be trusted. You see, you can't breathe. Blood show, nigger. Blood show, blood show, nigger. Blood show, nigger. Blood show, nigger. Blood show, nigger.
Wow, ladies and gentlemen, you know, I watched a Twitter space last night with some of the greatest minds in white nationalism, and they were worried because some people say nigger, and some people don't. So, turns out we can't save the race after all, guys. Unfortunately, since all of our ideologies don't align 100%, we're not going to be able to save the race. I'm just gonna let that out now. Spoiler alert. It's over. Forget about it. Because you say nigger, someone else doesn't say nigger. It's all done. It's over. Thousands of years of tradition and history of saying nigger is over. We just can't come to an agreement. It's a good thing I don't follow clowns. No, Weston, it's not like that. You don't understand, Weston. There's a group of people that are totally fine with saying that word. And then there's another group of people very, very, very offended by that word. And because those two people don't like each other, well, we all have to die. We all have to die because of Jews and what Jews are doing to us, because we won't fight back because we don't agree on the nomenclature. What it really is a bunch of half-ass faggots can't really lead this movement with their brain or with their Twitter following. And it's going to take real leadership, regular folks like you and me, to do this thing. Hold on, let me ask Sneeko if he's cool with that. I'm gonna put them all in the fucking Schwitz.
Put them on the Schwitz!
Fuck yeah, man. Shout out to Luke Caskey. What's up, bro? Good to see you. He says, when you start sympathizing with niggers, remember what BLM did against whites. You know, it's hard to forget that. It's hard to remember. You know, it's hard to forget every fucking example of every time we got a chance to work together that you can't trust these people because they will absolutely backstab you as soon as they get the first chance. The first chance that they can increase their clout. The first chance that they can get one like out of the deal. They'll burn you, white man, every single time. They always have. That's why it's never worked. The multi-culti solution is not going to work now. Sorry, Sam Parker, faggot. I don't care. I don't care how many Twitter followers you have. You're still fucking wrong, loser. You're a fucking loser because you're a beta, and it's going to take alphas to lead us out of this group. No intellectual has ever won a fucking war against nobody. You know why? Because they're outnumbered 1,000 to 1. And people don't respect that shit. The smartest minds we can come up with go, copy Hitler. Copy Hitler. You know what? The NSDAP was awesome, and their system of national socialism worked great for the time that they lived in. It's not going to work here in America now. Uh-oh. Duh. You think the Jews learned from last time? We didn't. You know what I mean? We're just like, do Hitler again. No, that's not going to work. You're going to need something totally different. The NSDAP was a political solution. And at one time, it got 100% of the vote. You're not going to be able to do Hitler. See, this time, you're going to have to be the monster that they claim that you are. And people are going to have problems with that. You're going to have to be as mean as they said that the Nazis really were. You're going to have to be all that and then some. I don't think, National Socialists were generally good people. I don't think we need good people. I think we need bad fucking people. You know, shout out to Small Fash. What's up, Small Fash and Weston are in the house. You know what the ultimate counter signal is? Is I want to win. It's not counter signaling anybody to want to win. It's just, you know, it's against the trends.
Sirens out!
Spy Hunter says the only way to beat a cheater is to be a better cheater. I think you kind of get the idea that I'm going after. I mean, there's nothing wrong with setting a high example, especially of a good Aryan man. We could always use more of those. In fact, we could use one of those. Now we've got a few. But a lot of drama in fighting is based around technique and demeanor, right? We don't have to work with what Hitler had. We had the needs are the same. The situation's completely different. That's why we're already mixed up. The country's already full of Haitians. They're already eating your dogs and cats. It's already over. You can't do what Hitler did. Hitler was a political solution with the majority vote. You're not going to have that again. You're not going to have state power this time. In fact, that's going to be against you this time. It took a while for me to catch on to what Tim Murdoch was saying, but yeah, they learned from Hitler. We didn't. They've adjusted. If only Hitler could have read Mein Kampf. Right? Or if he would have only posted some memes of himself. It's going to take people that think like he did. It's not going to take his plan. It's going to take people that can see the racial situation, who can apply it to the situation that we're in now. It's going to take Aryan thinkers. We can't just copy our way out of this. That's Jewish. We need a system, right? It's got to be a spiritual system, but it's got to be a movement too. You know, it's got to be, the pro-white movement is close, but it needs to be a racially conscious based movement. But it's got to be one that's applicable to the times. And it doesn't matter if you can sell it to brown people or not. It doesn't matter if Fresh and Fit fucking passes or approves of it. It doesn't matter what nons say. Nick's starting to get it. Oh, looks like those guys didn't all have the same ideology. Oh, they lost. Looks like they're prisoners now. If only they had agreed on the ins and outs of Yahweh. I'm not particularly feisty. I don't really care. I mean, like, I'm not that involved in the so-called scene anyway. Honestly, I could give a shit about that. But, like, we wait, like, the whole summer, man. We've been, like, we've been going round and round and round and round and round on this thing. All white boy summer came and went. We could have knocked the Holocaust off by now. We could have been done with that by now. We've been arguing about dumb shit. Oh, that was Acid Moth you just heard with Armor of Gold. She sounds good. Here's Destroyer of Worlds. Gonna make a commercial, just be like, it'll just be like one of those little, you know, jingles in the background. It'll just be like, is your race under attack? Have Jews attacked your race? Just copy Hitler. Just get Mein Kampf and do what Hitler did, and you'll be just fine. Now pay me, niggers. kind of rough. It's kind of rough looking at bodies of the dead. I realize this is, you know, some of this is carnage from World War II on the Eastern Front. And if only those guys had agreed on post-war policy, they would have all lived, but they didn't. It didn't work out. Why? Because some of them weren't sure if we were going to call people niggers after the war. That's the problem that gets you every time. Gets you every time, Graham.
Every show's gonna be a banger.
Hitler was right.
Thursday today. It is Thursday, Third Reich Thursday on the Flood Show. Welcome, everybody. We are joined live by FTJ Radio. What's up, guys? We're out here. We're doing it live today. It's getting closer toward the end of the week. It's always nicer as the week comes to an end. People seem to kind of relax. I know the fatigue starts to build up and people get really, really pissed, usually toward the end of the week. Don't worry about that, though. On this show, we get you pissed by Monday. We got a lot of people hanging out with us today. Let's see here. We're on FTJ Media right now. We're on Twitter. We're on Entropy. We're on DLive as well as Rumble. And we're on Odyssey and Goyim TV. Check out Goyim TV and FTJ Media. Those two platforms, zero censorship. So I recommend everybody have an account on Goyim TV and FTJ. That way they can get stuff. They don't have to worry about getting censored. And it's owned by our guys. That's what's important. It's owned by our guys. That means white folks. Let me hit the intros and then we'll say hi to everybody.
Heil Hitler, nigger.
Fuck your fucking idea, nigger.
right to sail away and find serenity. Oh, the canvas can do miracles. Just you wait and see. Then you believe me. Sailing takes me away.
Oh yeah, now we're live. What an incredibly racist intro that is. And that's racist, except it's not, because Jews just made that word up. That word doesn't actually exist. Racist is just a term used to deracinate you, white men. That's why they make all that shit up. And it's because they're communists. You shouldn't be talking to those guys. You don't even really need to argue with those guys. Just rope them up, if you know what I'm saying. How's everybody doing today? It's Thursday today. It's Third Reich Thursday. Let's see. We're joined over here on Odyssey. I see Annie Waffen. I'm on Smoko, Ninja, Leo the Dangler, Make Crusades Great Again, Mighty, Timulin, Uncle Murray, Wanderer's Choice, Madagascar. What's up? Who else hanging out here? White is Rights in the house. That's great. I see Z Kyle. Awesome. Having the Z Kyle hang out. Spy Hunter's in the house too. Southeast Coastal Georgia Stick Up Dog is here. What's going on? Who else is hiding in here? There's Yes Commander, the regular mod, Annie Waffen, the super mod. We got Indy Woods hanging out over on Rumble. Rumble is man, it's sort of looking lonely over here. Hello, Rumble. You can hear the echo at Rumble. D Live is kicking. We got Annie Waffen, Texas Red.
It ain't got no gas in it.
Man, you better gas up that tractor and get your ass to work. You'd actually be late for work today, huh? That's right. These guys start early, man. I appreciate working, folks. I have people send me stuff in Telegram, photos of where they work, jobs that they do. It's awesome. I love seeing what our guys are doing. Of course, what is the white man doing? He's making the world go around. Who else is hanging out here? Vaven here? Who else is hanging? Vinny from Brooklyn? You never know. You may have a Bronze Age dude hanging out back there. Or Fucktron. I got Shlomo88 over at Goyim TV, Ubermensch, Aussie Waffen. Let me just open the list. I like having this list. I'm on Smoko, Never Relax, Goyim Defender, Ubermensch, Yes Commander's here, Scene Kyle, Puddin' Tame, Holy Diver, Annie Waffen. We got Fellow White, Arian Ryan is in the house. That's pretty damn awesome. W, Just Ignore Me, Sir.com is here. We got Brander. Aussie Waffen, Sergeant Hatred, Rainmaker, Dogda, we got Lukaski, Prevail, Killian, Tier Nun, Snowtime 89, Blitzkrieg, Yeah, I Know. We got Emperor of Mamzer. I like that name. I like that name. Emperor of Mamzer. White Survivor, Spud Waffen, German Blood, Bankster, Boris Evito, Forsaken Skin 88. That's a good one. And A-Dub. What's up, guys? Welcome to the show. It's a real early show. We don't get really heavy into a bunch of headlines, politics, all that kind of shit. I would if it was about 3-4 hours later and shit.
Shit.
But it's not. It's early. So it's mostly music. A lot of you guys are just getting to work, getting started for the day. Maybe you're warming up your machines. Whatever. Maybe if you're like me, you just woke up and you missed your exit. We got you covered, man. Get some coffee. Relax a little bit. Try to go easy into the day, because there's going to be some nons in your day. I guarantee it. Because it's America in 2024 and whites are becoming a minority. And that makes me mad. Oh, we're getting a donation.
Zero slash.
Shout out to Arian Ryan. He says, /, that means white power.
White power.
See, white power is about white empowerment. It's not about, you know, it's not about lynching folks. It's not about none of that stuff. That just all comes natural.